2 Samuel chapter 18. Then David mustered the men who were with him, and set over them commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds. David sent out the troops. A third were under Joab's command, a third under Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and a third under the command of Ittai the Gittite. The king said to the troops, "I myself will go out too." But the men said, "You should not go out, for if we flee, they will not care about us. Even if half of us die, they won't care much about us. But you are worth 10,000 of us. Therefore, it is better that you be ready to send us support from the city." Then the king said to them, "I will do whatever seems best to you." So the king stood by the town gate as all the people marched out by hundreds and by thousands. Then the king commanded Joab, Abishai, and Ittai, saying, "Deal gently with the young man Absalom for my sake." Now all the troops heard when the king gave all the commanders orders concerning Absalom. So the troops went out into the field to fight against Israel. The battle took place in the forest of Ephraim. The Israelite army was smitten there before David's men, and there was a great slaughter there that day. 20,000 men died. The battle spread over the face of the whole region, and more men died because of the forest that day than from the sword. Absalom happened to meet David's men. Absalom was riding on his mule, and the mule went under the thick branches of a great oak tree. His head got stuck in the oak tree, and he was left hanging between heaven and earth as his mule that was under him ran off. Someone saw it and reported it to Joab. "I saw Absalom dangling from an oak tree." Joab said to the man who told him, "What, you saw him? Why didn't you strike him to the ground right then and there? I would have given you 10 pieces of silver and a belt of honor." But the man replied to Joab, "Even if I should get 1,000 pieces of silver, I would not strike the king's son. We all heard the king order you, Abishai and Ittai, for my sake, spare the young man Absalom. If I had betrayed the king by taking his life, there is nothing hidden from the king, then even you yourself would have had to abandon me." Then Joab said, "I will not waste any more time on you." He grabbed 3 spears in his hand and thrust them into Absalom's heart while he was still alive in the oak tree. Then 10 of Joab's young armor-bearers surrounded and struck and killed Absalom. Then Joab blew the trumpet, and the troops withdrew from pursuing after Israel, for Joab recalled the troops. They took Absalom and threw him into a great pit in the forest and piled a large heap of stones over him. Meanwhile, all Israel fled, each to his home. Now, during Absalom's life, he had set up a monument for himself in the king's valley, for he reasoned, "I have no son to carry on my name." So he named the monument after himself, and it is called Absalom's Monument to this day. Then Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, said, "Let me run and bring the good news to the king, that the Lord has vindicated him, rescuing him from his enemies." But Joab said to him, "You should not be the bearer of good news today. You will bear good news some other day. Today you will bear no good news, because the king's son is dead." Then Joab ordered the Cushite, "Go tell the king what you have seen." The Cushite bowed himself before Joab and ran. Then Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, asked Joab again, "Whatever happens, please let me run after the Cushite." Joab said, "Why do you want to run, my son, seeing your tidings will not bring you any reward?" "Whatever happens, I want to run," he insisted. So Joab told him, "Run." Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the Jordan plain and outran the Cushite. Now David was sitting between the 2 gates. The watchman went up to the roof of the gate by the wall. When he raised his eyes, he saw a man running alone. The watchman shouted and told the king. The king said, "If he is alone, there must be good news in his mouth." And the runner came nearer. Then the watchman saw another man running. And the watchman called down to the gatekeeper and said, "Look, Another man is running alone. The king said, he must also be bringing good news. The watchman said, I think the one running first runs like Achimaaz, the son of Zadok. The king said, he is a good man and comes with good news. Then Achimaaz called and said to the king, all is well. Then he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground and said, blessed be the Lord your God, who has delivered up the men who raised their hand against my lord the king. The king asked, is the young man Absalom all right? Achimaaz answered, when Joab sent me, the king's servant, I saw a great tumult, but I did not know what the outcome was. Then the king said, step aside and stand here. So he stepped aside and stood there. Then the Cushite came and said, good news for my lord the king, for the Lord has delivered you this day from all those who rose up against you. Then the king asked the Cushite, is the young man Absalom all right? The Cushite answered, the enemies of my lord the king and all that rise up against you to do you harm be like that young man. Then the king was devastated and went up to the upper room over the gate and wept. As he went, he wept, O my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died instead of you, O Absalom, my son, my son.